a pet peeve to a lot of people where you see, again, at damn Facebook, but you see people saying, oh, we're all brothers and this thing and that thing. And, you know, some of those guys are full of horse shit.
Yeah.
But there are guys that are. And speaking of someone who is always full of horse shit, Wang Tang Suki, is that you?
Oh, it's so full of horse shit, my eyes are brown. Damn you, dominant genes. Damn you, dominant genes. It is I, Stephen Platinum. How are you guys doing?
Hey, boss.
He's shooting the shit. I forgot we were on the radio for a while.
Please tell me, so you were talking about that damn Facebook. Cue me on that before we jump into the game. Please clue me in on that.
I was about to go down a rant of I'm tired of seeing everybody talk about togetherness and brotherhood when I know a lot of those guys are full of shit. Some of those guys don't care.
I think there's a thing where a lot of people, and this goes for any kind of performer, wrestler, comedian, otherwise, I think a lot of people, you know, the old joke goes like, I mean, don't you feel anything? And it's like, I'm an actor. I feel everything. I think people mean what they say while they're saying it. It's just, it's hard to deliver in practice. All the guys who are saying, like, we need to unify Georgia wrestling. That's a goal. How many people have said, we need to do a show where the boys run it? Oh, God. Where we all get together, we drop all the bullshit, and we just give the fans what they want. Well, you know what? The fans, they don't really want that. Like, oh, you know, it never gets done effectively because once people try, they find out. I think Charles is one of those guys. I think there's been a number of guys who are like, I'm going to be the king of Georgia wrestling and I'm going to unify all these disparate elements. There's a reason they're disparate elements. Like, it's just different people want to do things their way. And, you know, it's hard to unify folks.
And that's what led me down that path. It's just about somebody has to be the boss.
Yeah.
And if you get a bunch of bosses together, that's not going to be the play. That's not going to be how it plays out.
No.
And I've been in
those locker rooms
where you don't know who to look at. You don't know who's in charge. There's no mutual respect between you and the boss, and it just leads to a bad show.
I'm gonna put this to Johnny Danger, and then we got to get in this game show. I'm so fucking excited. You guys have no idea how excited I am for this damn game show. I mean, Johnny, you've wrestled a number of places, right?
Yes.
Matt Hankins certainly has been to a number of different promotions, but to Johnny Danger specifically, like you've come under very different management styles. In different places. And, you know, not necessarily one is better than the other or whatever, but what's an opinion of yours that you think has changed from when you first got into wrestling, sort of like starry-eyed and thinking it was going to be a certain way? What's something that you learned kind of being on both sides of things as far as like a locker room goes and leadership?
Okay, first thing that comes to mind is I probably wrestled for a little bit over a year before I went anywhere outside of PCW. I know it's really discouraged. You know, the old adage is wrestle everywhere you can, learn from as many people as you can.
Yeah.
At the time, and I still don't have the greatest opinion of my actual in-ring ability, I thought I was too bad to go work anywhere else. I was ashamed to go to another show and say, Stephen Platinum trained me. I didn't want that to reflect poorly upon you. And then Matt and Jen Sells, good friends of mine, talked me into going to work for them at PWR, and I'm suddenly in a locker room with people that I am just worlds ahead of.
Yeah.
People much shittier than yourself.
And that's not a slide on Matt, Jen, or PWR. It's, you know, outside people that we needed at the time, but it kind of put things in perspective to me that, you know, maybe I need to give myself a little bit more credit and actually get out there and learn some things. And that's how I learned the difference between a good match and a bad match, a good show and a bad show.
Yeah, I think, I mean, sometimes if you want to be an eagle, you got to fly with the shitbirds, right?
And, exactly.
You know, PCW, I think it's one of those very special environments where it really is this kind of protected in a good and bad way. I think it's very protected. I mean, the locker room was run the way that it was run. and it was, you know, loose and free, but I mean, a velvet glove with an iron fist is PCW all day, right? Where it's like, yeah, most part it's a soft touch, but there's somebody who there is going to tell you when you suck. There's somebody there who's going to say, this didn't work for me. There's somebody who's going to have a vision that they expect you to implement. And I mean, I hear about promotions all the time where the attitudes from the people that run it, and this is going to sound like a dig, it's because it is. If you're asking the boys what they want to do for your primary booking, you're in deep shit. You're in deep shit, not because the boys are stupid, but because they're inherently selfish. Their job is to worry about themselves. So, of course, every opinion is going to end with, and then I win the title. Because in their eyes, that's what's best. It's why Jerry Lawler booked himself on top, because he seriously thought he's the only person who can carry it, and maybe he was. And that's the case where it worked. But most of the time, if you leave it up to the boys, and the thing is, the boys want to be led. They want to be a part of something, yes, bigger than themselves. They want that. But folks, I think it might be time. We got about a little over 20 minutes. I think that's going to be just about right. Fellas, are we ready to are we ready to play Georgia Wrestling Jeopardy? And two, we got to have three contestants. So I want you guys to tell me who the contestants are before we get started.
Well, as I figured, I would be doing it because I'm the guy that does everything. That's what Hankins does. He's the Rock. And, I mean, Johnny's here, so I assume Johnny would want to play. Johnny, you're good with playing, right?
Are you just bringing me in because you need somebody to lose or what?
What the hell?
Get the hell out of here, you little bastard. I don't know who that little bastard is, but he's got worse knees than I do. This is Stone Cold Steve Austin talking to you, and I'm going to play damn game, and I'm going to beat you like an ex-wife.
Oh, God. Oh, we still need a third person. Hang on. Let me see.
Yeah.
There's somebody on the line. Let me see.
We
can bring them on. Yeah, this is Jimmy Hudson dying. Y'all need a ring or something?
What?
If I can't understand who that is, that's probably Jimmy Oxendine, ring renter extraordinaire, and a wrestling legend.
I'm going to ring in on these questions, too. I'm going to ring in on some of these answers.
What?
I said I'm going to ring in.
So, guys, let me let you know how this is going to work. Are you all familiar with Jeopardy?
Yes.
Well, cool. I'm definitely going to, you know, we're going to have categories. You tell me the category that you want. You tell me the dollar amount that you want. Whoever gets their voice in first gets a shot at answering. If you get it correct, you win that dollar amount, and you get to pick the next dollar amount and category that you answer a question for. And whoever's got the most money at the end of this bitch champions. It is Matt Hankins, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Jimmy Oxendine. So this ought to go well. Let me do the awkward Alex Trebek interview moment. We'll go ahead and knock that out right at the top. Talking first to Matt Hankins. Matt Hankins, it says you're a father of many, originally from Alabama.
That is correct. I'm not exactly sure how many children I have because, you know, half black. I ain't sticking around for nothing.
Papa was a rolling stone. And
I'm going to use these winnings for rims.
Nice. And Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin, it says that You are a multi-time former WWE and WWF champion, and you have a podcast yourself that's quite successful. Is that true?
Well, you're damn right. I got the Stone Cold Steve Austin show on Podcast One, and actually it says here that you're some kind of ching-chong. Is that right? I didn't come here to listen to no damn ching-chong. I come here to take over Georgia Wrestling. Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan, they done run me out once. They ain't going to do it again. Matt Hankins, I'll put the 316 on your ass. And, Ox, if you get in my way, I'll rent your own damn ring and beat your ass in it.
I think you would like my wife, Stone Cold, because she's tall and she's white and she has a nice rack. And finally,
can she take a punch?
She can take a joke, apparently. And finally, we have Jimmy Oxendine, the man, the myth, the legend. Jimmy, it says here that you rent the highest quality rings in the state of Georgia. Is that true?
We do. We rent them some bitches higher than Chip Day.
Fair enough. You got to pay for quality. You got to pay for quality. All right, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we flipped a coin, even though that makes no sense whatsoever, and it was determined that Matt Hankin is going to pick the category and the dollar amount first. First of all, let me tell you the five categories. The five categories are Rampage Pro Wrestling.
What?
The Georgia Wrestling History Awards.
What?
Wrestlers in Jail. D's Nuts. And final category, who booked this shit? So, Matt Hankins, please, and remember to praise all of you, to praise everything in the form of a question. Yeah.
For
Matt
100,
Hankins, category,
give me Wrestlers in Jail.
Wrestlers in Jail for 100. And again, anybody, if you think you know the answer, please speak up. Wrestlers in Jail for 100. Here is the answer. Tell us what happened. First of all,
what?
Oh, Hankins.
Nope, that is Stone Cold. You chimed in first with what? Stone Cold. Who is that?
Who is that mealy mouth little bastard nemesis?
That is correct for $100 for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Nicely done. Nicely done. Stone Cold, where are we going now?
Thank you, Mr. Chong. I'll take Wrestlers in Jail for $300.
Wrestlers in Jail for $300. I didn't do it. No, for real. I actually didn't do it.
What?
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Damn it,
Stone Cold Steve Austin, who said that?
He's a good kid. He got a bum rap. Who is Brian Blaze?
Brian Blaze is absolutely correct for $300. The rattlesnake running away with it in the early going. Where are we going next, Mr. Cold?
Well, there ain't a damn jail built that could hold me, so let's go to Who Booked That Shit for $100.
Who Booked That Shit for $100? Now, what you're going to do is you're going to name the promotion who committed these booking atrocities. So for 100, three cage matches on their biggest show of the year. Who booked that shit?
Three cage matches. I think I know.
Jimmy Oxendine.
We took a cage up at a Mad Dog. He used it 3 or 4 times. I think hell, if somebody still owed me $75.
Jimmy, I'm afraid that's not correct. Minus 100 for you. Stone Cold or Matt Hankins, do you want to buzz in?
I got nothing.
No, you got nothing. All right. The answer was PCW. It's Sacred Ground Chapter 2.
I thought it was.
Yes.
Are we going to count the Nemesis and Jay match?
Yes, we are. Damn it, yes, we are. All right, Jimmy, Stone Cold, since you were the last one to answer correctly, where are we going now?
Let's go back to jail for $200.
All right, jail for $200. Wrestlers in jail for $200. Advice to this wrestler, use Condom.
What? What?
Which wrestler? Stone Cold. Who we got? Who do we got?
He tried to put his mask on one of his little damn babies and take the fall as that 3-foot-tall supernatural.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Stone Cold with 600, Jimmy Oxendine with minus 100, and Matt Hankins with nothing. So, Stone Cold, where are we going next?
I'm stomping a gully in it and walking it dry. We're staying in jail for four.
Wrestlers in jail for 400. Oh, come on. You're really going to look on my computer? What I have there isn't even illegal.
Oh.
The Matt Hankins, who's that?
Who is Rick Michaels?
Rick Michaels is correct for $400.
Yes.
We love you, Rick Michaels. Bum rap on that.
It hurt me so bad to be right.
Matt Hankins, where are we going next?
Give me wrestlers in jail to close out the category.
Oh, my gosh. Wrestlers in jail to close out the category. So, tell me, Red, you didn't do it either? The only gouty man in Shawshank.
That is my very own. The Jagged Edge.
That is the Jagged Edge for $500.
Can I actually use the money I spent to get him out of jail? Can I add that to my total?
Well, I'm going to tell you what you can get. Whoever wins, I'm going to tell you what you can get with your earnings. So keep doing what you're doing, and you might have enough to get your money back.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's go to the GWH Awards 100.
The GWH Awards for 100. Oh. Since the Tag Team Stable Award began, this is the only team to win it more than once.
Austin 316.
Yes.
Says it's the damn who are the Washington Bullets.
That is correct for 100. The Washington Bullets, in fact, have won it three times.
Damn it, Stone Cold.
Damn you, Stone Cold. Where are we going next, Stone Cold?
Damn it.
I wouldn't normally go here, but let's go to D's Nuts for one.
D's Nuts jumping all over the board. Though Chris Kanyon claims to be the first openly gay wrestler, this Georgia standout had the balls to actually be the first.
Ahem.
Ahem. Is that you, Matt Hankins?
That is me. Who is Simon?
Yes, sir. Simon. Oh,
I'm just
like,
I'm just
going to
go exotic ones. Just all exotic ones.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's stay with these nuts.
These nuts for 200. This would-be promoter threatened to put his balls in the form of a rape into other wrestlers, Jimmy Oxendine, yes.
Who's that fella down there? Goddamn, what's his name? Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood.
Mr. Hollywood, Roger Davis, either one of those is correct. You're now positive 100, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Hell, that's a lot more than I ever got from his ass.
Jimmy Oxendine, you are in control of the board for the first time. Where are we going?
Let's go to who booked this shit.
I can just listen to Jimmy talk all day. Would you like who booked this shit for 200?
Yeah, give him 200. Hell, I come down 50 for you.
Who booked this shit? Tommy Daniels / Pennarelli as a title holder? Who booked this shit?
I know. Hankins,
Matt Hankins, who is it?
Who are the 2014 Georgia Bookers of the Year, Todd Stecks and Bill Barons?
Absolutely, yes. Or you could say the promotion, which is Anarchy. They booked Tommy as the television champion.
Yes. Face, Stone
yes.
Cold. Face.
You little bastard.
Matt Hankins, where are we going next?
Let's get into a little Rampage Wrestling for whatever, 100.
Oh, no. the last virgin category. Now we're going to bust it. You guys ready? Rampage Pro Wrestling for 100. This untalented wench did RPW shows to pay for her dog grooming.
I guess I'm going to venture a guess here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who is Miss Allie?
Miss Allie is correct. Yes. Miss Allie is correct. You're still in control of the board.
Keep it going, baby. Rampage 200.
Rampage 200. Did this WWE star headline the biggest show in RPW in history? Yes, yes, yes. Jimmy.
Who is Brian Danielson?
Absolutely correct, Jimmy Ox. I'm impressed.
I call him something else now. He married some skinny little girl up there. That bitch better not get near them heels and mess up my canvas.
Jimmy, you're starting to piss me off.
So right now the standings are Matt Hankins is leading with 1,300. Stone Cold's got 700. And Jimmy Ox, you've got 300, but you have control of the board.
We're going to stay with old Rampage.
All right, let's stay with old Rampage for 300. He was the commissioner when RPW closed up shop lifting. His name was won't be easy. Is anybody going to buzz in on this one?
I have forgotten his name.
I don't know if I'm
I'll read the question. I'm going to read the question again just because it makes me laugh. He was the commissioner when RPW closed up shop lifting. His name won't be easy.
Oh, goddammit.
The answer, Ben Masters.
There it is.
iPod theft. Yes, iPod theft. Matt Hankins in control. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jimmy Ox, my fault. You are in control of the board.
Let's go on. Wrestling award for 500.
Oh, he's going for the big bucks. No whammies. I like your style. Georgia Wrestling History Awards for 500. What do the Ted Allen Award in 2012 and 13, the Best Live Event Award in 2011, and the Women's Award in 2010 have in common? Ooh, that's a hard one.
Ding, 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 says Hankins.
Yeah.
The answer that no one won them.
The answer is that nobody won them. Nobody won the Ted Allen Award in 2012 or 13 because nobody got the requisite 50% of the votes, and there was no Women's Award in 2010 or Live Event Award in 2011. Nicely done. Holy crap. I didn't think anybody would get that one.
So
Matt Hankins.
We're running a damn screw job here on Stone Cold.
You started out as a buyer, Stone Cold. You got to take heat at some point.
Somebody give me another bid.
Let's go back to D's Nuts for, I believe, three's
D's
on the board.
Yes, D's Nuts 300. This former booker for Great Championship Wrestling declared that the GCW title was the most prestigious title in the Southeast. What a set of balls that took. What is the name of that booker? That's a hard
one. That's a tough one. Stone Cold?
Nothing.
Come on. Get up and put your duff.
Hell no. I got nothing, son.
The answer is Taylor McKnight. Taylor McKnight.
He was in a boy band,
right.
I think.
He's too damn ugly. still in control. You're still in control of the board, Matt Hankins. Stone Cold needs to make a comeback here. Let's see what happens.
Let's go D's Nuts. 400.
D's Nuts for 400.
Oh,
that is our daily
God.
Double. Matt Hankins, the category D's Nuts, daily double. You have $1,800. How much do you want to risk?
Let's go 800, Ching Chong.
Son of a bitch. All right, for $800. This two-time winner for Performer of the Year had trunks with All-Star on the front a.k.a. on his nuts, for one of his gimmicks. It was hot like lava.
Who is the invisible Crew Jones?
It is Crew Jones for $800. Audience clapper. Nicely done.
Oh, I'm running out. Running away with this thing.
Yes, Matt Hankins got a big lead. Stone Cold about to give you a stunner up in this piece.
The squash, Stone
Don't you
Cold.
Eyeball me, son. Don't you do it.
Let's go back to who booked this shit.
Who booked this shit for $300? This once prominent promotion had an internet champion. This once prominent promotion had an internet champion.
Who did book this shit?
The answer, UIW. I believe one Fred Yehi was their internet champion.
Fred Yehi won it. God damn it, I did know that. Hell, I worked there during that.
Internet.
I should have known that.
Oh, to rip off a line from Tank, if you've got an internet champion, you might be a shitbird. Not that Fred Yehi is a shitbird. He certainly is not. But that is the worst name for a title. That is the Christians Gone Wild of internet titles.
I
said it.
Let's stay
Matt Hankins still
this.
In the
I want to
board.
Let's stay
who booked this.
This
shit? Who booked this shit? who booked a tables match where the table won't fucking break?
Ooh, Matt Hankins knows.
Who Matt Hankins
Every
is
fucking
it?
Indie ever, except for PCW.
Judges? No, judges can't give that one to you, I am afraid. We need a specific promotion who booked the tables match where the fucking table didn't break for a long-ass time. Any other guesses?
I think I know.
Southern Fried. Oh, I'm sorry,
too
Jimmy
late,
Hawks.
You bastard.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Hawks. It was Southern Fried. Remember Roscoe Ray's retirement match? That ended up
no,
not being a retirement match for very long.
I got there in the damn mafia. I seen him last week.
That's absolutely true, yes. Stipulations, folks, they matter. Matt Hankins in control of the board. Only the really big money stuff's left up on the board. A chance for someone to make a comeback.
Let's go
Matt,
Rampage.
Where are we going?
Give me that big money
We're
at Rampage.
Big money at Rampage for 400.
Yeah.
For 400. This was the name of their ill-fated women's division. What did they call their women's division in Rampage?
Come on, Austin. I know you know this one.
Well, let me tell you something. I was down at the Broken Skull Ranch in Texas the other day, and I seen this damn rat about 7 feet goddamn long. Some bitch is drinking up all my beer. Some bitch tried to drive off my ATV. We're talking about rats, ain't we? Jimmy, don't
I'm
you dare eyeball me, you mealy mouth
drunk I am going to veto the judges. Stone Cold, you win $400. The correct answer.
The correct answer is the Peach Division. The Peach Division.
Oh yeah.
But bringing up ring rats, that's a win, sir. Stone Cold Steve Austin in control of the board. Where are we going now, sir?
Are you all right with me, Mr. Chong? Hell, what do we got left?
We've got Georgia Wrestling History Awards, Who Booked This Shit, D's Nuts, and Rampage Pro Wrestling.
Let's go with the big pair of nuts right there at the bottom.
All right. He wants D's Nuts for $500.
Damn right.
This visiting wrestler's junk was so big at PCW, fans accused it of being fake. It wasn't. You would think that that alone would have been a reason for him to not kill himself.
Austin.
Austin, yes.
I'm gonna break Johnny Danger's heart here and say Joey Kidman.
It was not Joey Kidman.
What
did not know that there would be confusion on that, but Stone Cold brings up a point, but I know the actual answer.
And Matt Hankins, what is the answer?
It is the Colorado Kid, Jack Masiedl.
It is the Colorado kid, Jack Masaitl, who came in from Colorado for a couple of matches. And I think William Dabbs is still traumatized. I think William Dabbs is still traumatized.
I guess
so,
you guys never
chalk one up for the white guys. Wow. Wow. Matt
oh,
Hankins
shit.
In control of the board. Where are we going next, Big Matt?
Let's finish These Nuts.
These Nuts is actually finished as a category.
Oh, we actually just finished it. All right. Let's go
yes,
to Who
we
Booked
did.
This
so
Shit.
So we've got Rampage, Georgia Wrestling History, and Who Booked This Shit?
Yeah, Who Booked This Shit?
Who Booked This Shit? A favorite for 500. Who Booked This Shit? Why is Mike Jackson doing 4 old school rope walks in one match?
What the hell?
I think I got this.
Yes, Matt Hankins.
Who is Mike Jackson?
No, the promotion, please.
Who is Peach State Wrestling Alliance?
Peach State Wrestling, indeed, back in the day. Yes, you could always count on Mike Jackson to do 2 things. Sell tickets in his ass at a dollar store. And doing that fucking rope walk. Yes. So we've got Rampage Pro Wrestling and still 3 different in the Georgia Wrestling History Awards.
All right, let's get into that Georgia Wrestling History.
Yes, Georgia Wrestling History Awards for 200. Best manager has been dominated by Jeff G. Bailey since 2009, except in 2011 when this guy won.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell? I'll take a shot at it.
I remember that son of a bitch's name.
Jimmy Oxendine.
Shit. Who's Charlie Cash?
Charlie Cash is absolutely correct, Mr. Oxendine. Nicely done. You are in control of the board, sir.
My damn buzzer's broken.
Some bitch still got my neck. I'm going to do another one of them awards. Who's the best ring wrestler? That's me.
For 300, Kyle Matthews has won or been the co-winner of this category every single year since 2009.
Well, Austin 316 can tell you that one, son.
Yep. Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm going to think it is, though. What is your best technical wrestler?
Absolutely correct. I'm so impressed, Mr. Stone Cold. You
Stone
moved
Cold
up to $900.
Keeps up
a solid second place, and you are in control of the board, sir. We got Rampage Pro Wrestling, Georgia Wrestling History Awards. That's the 2 categories left.
Well, let's go ahead and finish off them Wrestling History Awards then, son.
Yes, Georgia Wrestling History Awards for 400 to close out the category. Which is the only promotion of the year who won as an NWA affiliate and also not as an NWA affiliate?
I got this.
Yes, Sankins.
Who is Anarchy?
That is correct. They were NWA Anarchy until 2011 or 12, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they were just Anarchy. Yes.
Oof.
So now our last category, we've got Rampage Pro Wrestling for 500. Are we ready? Here we
Let's
go.
Let's do it, baby.
He was the last RPW champion, and he loved you. You loved him. Yes, Jimmy Oxendine.
Shit, got the long hair. Wore purple hell. Dave Garrison used to give him hell. What's his damn name? Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore is correct. Now we are going into Final Jeopardy. I'm going to tell you the category, and then you will say how much you want to wager. Since we're obviously not a visual medium, you'll say how much you want to wager. And then I will give you the correct answer, and you will provide the question. The final Jeopardy category is shitty promoters. Shitty promoters. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you've got $900. How much would you like to wager?
Put a big 316 up there for Stone Cold. And give me a hell yeah.
Good. Good thing I'm a ching chong. I can do that math in my head. Jimmy Oxendine, how much would you like to put up out of this 1,000 that you have?
Oh, shit. Hell, I'd do 750. I told him I couldn't do it no more than that. I mean, God damn, I got to drive all the way to Alabama.
And Matt Hankins dominating with $3,600. How much are you going to risk, sir?
Let's put up a big
$1,600. Trying to make sure he wins for sure, you dickweed.
Oh, yeah, I want to get in there, baby. I need this. Got a lot of mouths to feed somewhere.
The final Jeopardy category is this. This promoter knew nothing about pro wrestling when they got involved. After a few successful shows, they increasingly inserted their bad ideas and their presence all over the shows, rendering what was once a passable promotion into an abortion. Which promoter is that? Go ahead and play the music. This promoter knew nothing about pro wrestling when they got involved. After a few successful shows, they increasingly inserted their bad ideas and their presence all over their own shows, rendering a once passable product into an abortion. Oh, guys, sorry. Were you having a hard time coming up with the answer?
Yeah, at least one, coming up with one answer.
Stone Cold, were you having trouble with that one?
I wish you could narrow it like your eyes.
Motherfucker. I forgot this piece of information. It is a woman. It's a woman. That should help a lot. So, again, what female promoter knew nothing about pro wrestling when she got involved? After a few successful shows, she increased her bad ideas and her presence all over those shows, rendering a once passable product into an abortion.
I see what you're trying
we're
to
gonna
do
start,
here,
son. We're starting with the lowest dollar award right now, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Who's this female promoter?
Lowest dollar, you telling Stone Cold he don't draw money? It's your ass, Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff, is that your answer?
No, hell no, it ain't. Listen to what I'm saying, son. I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at this one. It's just a damn guess is what it is, but she kind of reminds me of my wife, Deborah, with the blonde hair and the nice chesticles. I'm going to go with Jen Sells.
It is not Jen Sells. It is not Jen Sells.
Son of a bitch.
It is not Jen Sells at all. That brings you down to, look at this math, $584 for Stone Cold. Jimmy Oxendine, what is your answer, sir?
Who is that goddamn Rachel who ripped in there and ripped my damn canvas?
What?
God, I told her to get in there with them damn heels on. She turned something right down the middle.
So what is your answer, please, sir?
Hey, goddamn Rachel.
It is not Rachel. It is not Rachel. That takes you down to $250, Jimmy. So right now, Stone Cold is ahead of you. Let's see how Miss Matt Hankins does. Matt Hankins, which female promoter are we talking about?
Who is that Diane bitch from GCW?
It is that Diane bitch, Diane Hughes. Holy shit. I can't believe anybody got that right. So, Matt Hankins, you are our winner with $4,600 on our first game of Georgia Wrestling Jeopardy.
That guy's the best. Top number one. Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world.
So with that $4,600, have you recouped all the money that you have lent to wrestlers?
Not even close.
Not even close?
Remotely close. I might be able to make a dent.
Money, Could you run for mayor of Ringgold with that money?
You know what, Steve? I think if I was to slide in right now, I could get me a tight little bungalow right in the middle of town. Wouldn't nobody check? It's fucking Ringgold, right? They're not going to check any records. Surely I could just walk that election aisle.
Well, Matt Hankins, congratulations. Jimmy Oxendine, always a pleasure, sir, even if I can't understand what you say.
Yeah, we'll see.
And, of course, thank you, very special thank you to the rattlesnake, the bionic redneck, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Up to lose there, but I guess like I always said, don't trust anybody. I didn't understand a goddamn thing you said. Here's all three of you some bitches.
Woo! Well, next week we're going to be back with a very special tipping point once again, where I want to focus on a promotion that has been overlooked for quite a while, but I want to focus on it. I'm going to see if I can get the owner and promoter on here as well, Jeremy Vain. I want to talk about APW. Next week on the tipping point with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jimmy Oxendine, Matt Hankins, Johnny Danger, and I'm Stephen Platinum. Thank you very much for joining us on The Tipping Point.
Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more.
I mean, as always, we all knew it would be good, right? But that good?
Stone Cold? I had no idea. Fuck, man. The good-ass fucking Stone Cold.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.